Title: Approach for Vocal Texture for Warm Tape Style Grit in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School D10B Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's get into a very specific kind of vocal treatment, that warm, tapish grit that feels like it's been sampled, resampled, printed, and lived with for a while. Not shiny pop vocals floating above the track, more like vocal texture that locks into the breaks and sits inside the groove. And we're doing it with Ableton Live 12 stock devices, in a way that still hits on modern systems, but carries that old-school jungle and early DNB attitude. Here's the mindset that will make this work. Tape grit is three separate problems. Density, meaning harmonics plus compression. Bandwidth, meaning intentional narrowing, like an old sampler or cassette chain. And instability. Wow, flutter, little pitch drifts, tiny timing weirdness. If you only do density, you'll get modern saturation. The old school read usually comes from bandwidth and instability. We're going to build two lanes. First, a main tape grit vocal, warm, forward, controlled. Second, a texture or ghost layer, filtered, chorused in feel, resampled, moving, atmospheric. And then, the real secret sauce. We commit to audio and chop like jungle. We print multiple generations on purpose. Step 0. Pick the right vocal phrase. Don't start with a 16-bar a cappella and think you're going to process it into jungle. Jungle vocals are often 1-4 words. 1 bar, maybe 2 bars max. Short, chanty, call and response type phrases. Listen, come again, ready now. That kind of energy. Now warp mode choice matters more than people admit. If it's a sampled phrase and you want it to stay intelligible, try Complex Pro. Keep formants around 0 up to maybe plus 2, and set the envelope around 80 to 120 as a starting point. If it's more rhythmic, chopped, percussive, beats mode can be really vibey. Preserve transients and keep the envelope low so it's a bit tighter and more cut. Before we touch any saturation, do one boring, grown-up move that changes everything. Gain staging. Put utility first, and set the vocal so your peaks are around minus 12 to minus 8 dB before processing. Not after, before, because saturation and compression sound musical when they're not being forced to solve a volume problem. You want to push drive because it sounds good, not because the vocal is too quiet. Now, quick pre-edit coaching note. If you're using chopped hits, clip gain and micro fades are part of sound design. Put tiny fades on your clip edges, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. And if a consonant is spiky, pull that down with clip gain by a dB or 2 before saturating. Saturation multiplies harshness, so you want to reduce harshness upstream. Next, corrective tone shaping with EQ 8. High pass at around 70 to 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Clear the subs. You're in jungle. The bass and kick own that space. If it feels boxy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB, hue around 1.2-ish. If it's harsh, a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, minus 1 to minus 3. And if you need a little air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, plus 1 to plus 3. But here's the old school reality. A lot of classic jungle vocals have less air. Don't overmodernize it. If in doubt, darker. Now we build the tapish warmth. Saturator first. Set drive around plus 3 to plus 7 dB as a starting range. Choose a curve like soft sine or analog clip. Keep bass at 1.00. Turn on soft clip. That soft clip is a huge part of the tape edge illusion, because it rounds peaks in a familiar way. Then, and this is key, trim the output so, when you bypass saturator, the level stays basically the same. Level matching forces you to judge tone, not loudness. What you're listening for here is density and rounding, not fizzy distortion. If it starts sounding like crispy top-end junk, back off drive, or darken before you drive, which we'll do in a second. Now, grit and movement. In Live 12, roar is the weapon for this. Put roar after saturator. Don't instantly annihilate it. Keep drive in a sensible zone, like 10 to 25% to start, and pick a warmer character type. Not something that screams bright fuzz. If roar gives you a dynamics or leveling feel in the view you're using, use it lightly. You're trying to make the vocal feel printed and controlled, not like a guitar pedal. Advanced move. Split into two bands in roar. Set the split around 2.5 to 3.5 kHz. Drive the low band more for body. Drive the high band less to avoid that brittle fizz that fights the cymbals in your breaks. If you don't want roar, drum bus can work as a simpler hardware smack. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch basically off or tiny, like 0 to 10, and keep boom off for vocals. If the vocal is too pokey, set transient slightly negative, like -5 to -15. Next, glue compressor, because this is what makes it feel like an old sampler print. Attack around 3 milliseconds. That lets consonants snap a bit. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Bring the threshold down until you're hitting 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. And again, level match with makeup gain. You want more stable and printed, not just louder. Now we add a tiny hint of old digital grain, Redux, used with discipline. Put Redux after compression. Set bit reduction around 14 bits to start, maybe down to 12 if you want more obvious grit. Downsample around 1.10 to 1.50, subtle. Dry slash wet only 5 to 15%. If you hear video game artifacts, you've gone too far. The goal is just that slight sampled edge on the top. At this point you have a main vocal chain that's warm, thick, controlled, and slightly aged. Now we build the parallel tape return. This is where the instability and the space inside the break vibe comes from. On a return track, start with echo. Set it to repitch mode for that pitchy wobble feel. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback 15 to 35%. Wobble 10 to 25%. Noise 2 to 10%. Tiny. You want a hint, not a waterfall of hiss. And because it's a return, set dry/wet to 100%. After echo, add another saturator with soft clip on. Drive +2 to +6. This is like printing the echoes to tape as well, so the repeats get thicker and less pristine. Then auto filter to band limit the return. Low pass at around 6 to 12 kHz. That instantly removes modern shine. Add a little resonance, like 5 to 15, if you want that radio-ish edge. If you're advanced and feeling spicy, try a subtle envelope follower movement so the filter breathes with the phrase. Then reverb, small to medium size, decay 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Jungle vocals rarely need giant glossy tails. High cut around 5 to 8 kHz. Dry/wet is 100% on a return. Finally, EQ 8 at the end to keep the return from muddying your drums. High pass around 150 to 250 hertz as a baseline. But here's the coach note. If your return is smearing the snare on the 2 and 4, it's often not too loud. It's too long in the low mids. So don't be afraid to high pass even higher than you think, like 250 to 400 hertz, and shorten the reverb decay a bit. That keeps the groove crisp. Now set your send amount from the vocal to this return. Start around -18 to -10 dB send level and adjust in context. And that part matters. Calibrate drive and send level while the break and bass are playing. A vocal that sounds too crushed solo can be absolutely perfect once the break is chewing up transients and cymbals. So loop your main drum break and bassline and tweak the vocal in the actual battlefield, not in isolation. Now, optional but super authentic, sampler band limit before drive. Before saturator and roar, add auto filter as a pre-drive tone shaper. Low pass 6 to 10 kHz, maybe a bit of filter drive, low resonance, then saturate into that. Saturating a band-limited signal feels way more like old sampling than saturating a full-range modern recording. Another optional advanced move, multiband grit without harshness using an audio effect rack. Make two chains. The body chain, low pass around 2.5 to 4 kHz, then saturator with more drive, soft clip-on, and a touch of glue, like 1 to 3 dB reduction. The edge chain, I pass around 2 to 4 kHz, then lighter saturation or roar, and a utility to turn it down. Map a macro called edge to the edge chain volume. Now you can add presence without turning the whole vocal into a fizzy mess. Now we commit. This is where it stops being a plugin chain and becomes jungle workflow. Create a new audio track called VOC Resample. Set its input to resampling. Solo your vocal and, if you want the vibe printed, include the return too. Then record a few passes while you tweak in real time. Saturator drive, echo wobble, filter cutoff. Send amount. And here's a great organization trick. Do a generation workflow. Make 3 audio tracks. VOC dry print, your first commit, tidy and mild warmth. VOC gen 2, second commit, heavier character and movement. VOC FX tails, third commit, just the ambience and echo tails. Drag clips forward as you print. This prevents endless tweaking, and it gives you instantly chop-ready material like you're working with real sampled audio. Once you have prints, start chopping and arranging like jungle. Classic placement idea 1. Call and response with the breaks. Put the main vocal hit on bar 1, and a response on bar 3. And keep an ear on the snare. You generally want to avoid masking the 2 and 4. Sometimes the correct move is literally nudging the vocal a few milliseconds earlier or later, so it pockets around the break. Idea 2. One-shot stabs, slice consonants like yeah, come, pull, listen, into a drum rack, trigger them as offbeat accents, especially in the gaps between ghost notes. The magic is that the vocal becomes part of the percussion. Idea 3, transitions with tape drag energy. At the end of 8 or 16 bars, automate echo time from 1/8 to 1/4, and pull the filter down at the same time. Resample that tail, then reverse the tail into the next section. Notice the trick, reverse the ambience, not the main vocal, so you keep articulation punchy but still get the classic setup feel. Let's do a couple more spicy sound design extras if you want to go deep. You can make tape hiss that follows the vocal instead of a constant noise bed. Create a track called VOC hiss, load operator, use noise only, then put a gate after it. Sidechain the gate to the main vocal, so the noise opens only when the vocal hits. Then EQ the hiss, high pass 2 to 4 kHz, low pass 10 to 12 kHz, blend it super low. That reads like printed hiss without washing your whole mix. You can also do flutter on demand. On a parallel chain or return, add shifter and automate fine pitch by tiny amounts, like plus or minus 5 to 15 cents at phrase ends or on stutters. It mimics unstable replay from repeated sampling. And for tiny tape stop micro drags, after resampling, use clip envelopes to automate transpose down a few semitones at the end of a hit, like minus 2 to minus 7 over 50 to 200 milliseconds, then fade out. It's not a literal tape stop plugin, but it nails that sampler struggling vibe.